أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مذكر فإن الذكرى كان تنفع المؤمنين وقال تعالى يرفع الله به الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات والله بما تعملون خبير صدق الله العظيم. سيدي مذاكرة في مذاكرة اسم باب مفاعلة مشاركة from both sides. So I will say if anyone wants to say something, ask something, give some point, no problem. It's just a mudaka. We are not fit for bayat. There are good people to us. And in front of Messiah and ulama, they are going to make bayat. So it is just a mudaka. And a mudaka is always beneficial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. Remind. For a reminder, it's beneficial. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Mashayikh Hafiz Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah, great arif of Allah Ta'ala, great wali of Allah. He says sometimes it comes on our tongues also that what's the use of telling anyone? Nobody listens today. Nobody who does anything, there's no benefit. So such a person, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, should say, you breathe his kalima. Because Allah says, thank our mu'minin. And you say, la yantar, la yantar. So you are speaking directly against the Quran. So remind us, it's always beneficial. And our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi should say, that if other people don't benefit, you are also a mu'min. And you are the first person listening to what you are saying. When you are talking, your ears are the chosen. So you are the first that listens. So you are benefit. So there is definitely great benefit. Allah also give us tawfiq that in our capacity, Allah has given us our nismat with ilm. Ilm is a very, very high and honorable thing. What we have learned, what we have acquired, is hardly anything. Very, very little. علماء وإمام أبو حنيفة رحمه الله إمام شافعي رحمه الله إمام أحمد بن حنبل إمام مالك ليسوا علماء very specific category but Allah تعالى gave us a name joined us in this list how quickly people call us مشايخ علماء etc. We should make shukr to Allah we are not in that category but Allah تعالى joined us. So when we are in that, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq also to always remind. Many of us must be imams in our masjid. Many of us must be teaching in our madaris, our makati, hips classes. So all who are under us sort of, our musallim, if we also remind them to go in that program, to take part in the work. The we perhaps because of our other occupations we might not be able to go. But by encouraging somebody with ta'awunu ala al-bidri wa taqwa, we encourage help one another on good and righteous things. In that way, many people will go and we really don't know whose lives will change. Just by that little encouragement of ours. That today is the first time, brothers, if you all join, it will be very good. We don't know whose and whose lives can change. And Allah save us, we should never discourage people. وَلَا تَعَوَدُوا عَلَى الْإِسْمِ وَالْإِدْوَانِ. We should never have somebody come make mashura with us, could I go in jamaat, etc. He has got problems. Then show the solution to those problems. That's how those problems can be sorted out. But not discourage the person. Or somebody wants to go and say, hey, where are you going? Where are you going in jamaat? But jamaat not for you. We shouldn't discourage anyone. We should encourage Allah Ta'ala make us mistah lil khair, mihlaq lil shah. That we become the keys for goodness to come alive. Deen of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes alive in the world. And Allah save us from being המפתח נשאר נחייה שלי לחיים. That means to stop the people from goodness and righteousness. Jamaat work, alhamdulillah, is carrying on. All of us, I mean, all efforts also of me, they are resources. And the weakness is not of the world, it's of the people. I got resources, we all got resources. So we make that certain person a target, that he is in Jamaat, or he is a Maulana, or even that, he's a Haji, they must go for Haji also. Or he's on the Sunday, and he's doing this. So we must make Jamaat Salat also. All that is also our problems, our own problems are our problems. Don't put them onto the work itself. So we shouldn't discourage people. Allah Ta'ala give us all. So Mudakra for us here is the most important thing for us, for every Muslim, for every person, Jinn and in, is Iman. This is the most important, and we all acknowledge that. That Iman is the most important thing. Now this Iman, which most of us, Allah gave it to us when we were born in Muslim homes. Maybe there are hardly anyone, maybe one or two who are reversed. And even the reverse, it wasn't himself that he came, Allah brought it. But the poet says, Ye Padam Ooth Se Nehi Ushari Jaate Hai. The speed of ours that we come to the Masjid, we came to Islam, anything, it's not that we lifted our feet and we came. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala lifted it for us and brought us. Otherwise, even if a person makes a firm intention, I'm going to the Ijtima, I'm going for Salah, and you don't know how many things that come and stop us. One brother just passed away, Allah grant Jannah, he was going for Asr Salah, and as he was going, he distracted. A car was coming and he just made the sign stop. But the car didn't, whatever, it happened. And he knocked him down. And then he was a few days from our hospital, and that grant him Jannah, he passed away. So even if we are on the way to Salah, it's not in our hands. Allah can, anything can happen. We can get diverted. How many people get diverted? And they go somewhere else. They may be here from going to the masjid, and they land with somebody else. So you have a food feeling, you find that. I haven't come myself, I've been brought here. Laak me samja asrar muhabbat, and I might think that I'm a good being, and the delicate points and secrets of being, ma'arifat of Allah, the reality of being, the great beautiful points of being, laak me samja asrar muhabbat, nahi samja, samjaya gaya. I didn't understand it myself, I was made to understand. Allah put it in our heart. We know, like it says, Bayan here, we listen in our, many ayatas, kitab reading, Juma Bayan, we listen, we make also. It is like Allah's rahmat coming down, rain coming down. But when the rain comes, there are those pieces on the ground which are rocky, stony. They don't benefit anything from the rain. The water just washes away. There are other pieces of ground, they dam the water. Small puddles of water you find. Then the birds come and drink from there. Insects drink from there. Other pieces of ground, they are very fertile. When it rains, so they are very fertile, and then things start growing from there. Grass starts growing, flowers grow, things grow from there. Exactly like that, when a bayan is also given, then all the land, people are like different pieces of land. There are some of us, Allah protect us all, that we are like hard stone rock. That with all the rahmat came, the words of Allah Ta'ala, the words of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we didn't take any benefit. We just know the way. We weren't even paying attention. We didn't even take it to court. We didn't think about it at all. Then there are others, they don't benefit, but they will tell somebody else. They won't make amal themselves. It comes in the hadith that many times a person who speaks, then more than the speaker, the listener benefits. So he went and he told somebody else, and they make amal. And there are those others, mashallah, who came ready. And when they heard the song, the rain came, they made amal also. And this can be of different people. And it can be of me, myself, in different parts of my life. One time we are like young, we don't worry. We listen to bayan, we didn't say. Later a time came, we started listening properly. Then later a time came, we benefited much more. So Allah make us among those that when the thoughts of being have been said, have been made, that we benefit. We ourselves benefit, and with things grow from this. Others also benefit from this. The makhluk of Allah, the other people, Muslims, our family people, our, what we listen to somewhere, we come and tell our Muslims in our ministry, they benefit. We tell our family people, we tell our students, they all benefit. And also, it has been said that whenever we listen to a talk of deen, then we should make four intentions. Intentions we should make. And not only that we do it, but make the intention of it. I'm going to listen attentively. The first intention. If we make that intention, we will listen attentively. Many times it happens that a bayan was given 1 hour bayan. And we ask somebody, how is the bayan? Oh, very good. What was said? Now he doesn't know, he's blank. Okay? Maybe he wasn't listening. And also maybe we who gave the bayan, our subject was deen, but our object was to entertain the people, to make the people happy. So we didn't even give a message to him. Sometimes we just want to show that how much I know. And we quoting ayat also and everything. It's not to give a message. It's really that we want to show how much I know. So that is no benefit. That person won't benefit. So, and also sometimes we know our Arabic very well. And it happens also, one place we went, we were making our supper, and there was a Jamaat also there. And the Imam Sahib, after Asr, he was reading some Masail. And he was reading the Masail from Fatawa Shamiya, Ibn Abidin Shami, rahmatullah. Now, big fatwa kitabs for the public. It just goes over the head of the people. For the public, we should teach them as some Masail on their level. Anzilun Nas, Manazilun. How much they can understand. Now the big istilafat in the Masail. Now in front of the public we are explaining, Imam Shafi says this, Imam Muhammad Abu Hanifa says this, these are his belief. What the public is going to benefit? So you ask it, they say, no, we don't know. He just went over our head. We should be also very careful when we give bayan, and this is not an argument. We do it according to the level of the people. If you give one Maulana many years ago, Allah grant all jannah, he's also passed away, he was giving a bayan, and he was very much into astronomy, about the sun and the moon and the stars, and he was talking of all that. Now the public, what they understand. So one person stood up and he said, Maulana, you are going very high, come down a bit, come at our level. So many times we give a whole bayan and we just come over the head of the people. Do you think I gave a 1 hour bayan? I made so much effort. And we even get sometimes say nobody appreciates it. So please, what did you say? Okay? So we should see that we give a bayan, our subject must be deen and our object must be deen. And also not if we're only talking about knowledge, about ash'ar, poetry, etc., all these things we are talking, and the people don't even remember, they don't even understand. So there's nobody benefits. If we talk about deen, about how deen must come alive in our lives, this is what we're talking about. And as we all know also, moreover ladies, they take more interest in deen. You show them some amal, immediately they start making amal. You tell them one wazifa, one dua to read. We must be careful, the correct dua, not all fabricated things, not wrong things, the correct things we should. And women immediately, and many people also, and Allah knows best, but many times, more than ulama who make amal, the public makes amal. The public, they will take in themselves, teach them a dua or something, they will take it to heart, and they will make amal, they will practice on it. But as ulama generally, we feel it's not for us. For us, on a more higher academic thing. Whereas the basic requirement is deen itself. All the efforts of deen is ascetic one. MashaAllah, gathering of ulama, we all know juhdud deen. This is a izafi sarfi, muzaf, muzaf ilayh. And in muzaf, muzaf ilayh, we also all know that there is mughayyara. Muzaf and muzaf ilayh are the same thing. They are two separate things. And in an izafi tarfir, the mudaf is not the object. The mudaf ilayh is the object. But the mudaf is important. Without the mudaf, you won't reach the mudaf ilayh. But to get stuck in the mudaf and just stop there, just to understand it very easily, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Khani rahmatullah alayhi gives an example. So the person makes wudu. Now for Asr Salah, he made wudu. Finish wudu, another wudu. After the second wudu, third wudu. He just carry on. And Iqama wudu, Salah finish everything. He's still making wudu. Something wrong with this person mentally. That he's only making wudu all the time. Or he's just giving adhan all the time. But he's not making Salah. Something mentally wrong with that person. The same way. That we won't like it, but the person reads Bukhari Sharif. One hadith, another hadith. One bab, another bab. One kitab, another kitab. And he's reading the kitab. And then he's teaching the kitab. But he doesn't get profit of Amal. The object of learning Bukhari Sharif, Quran Sharif, from Surah Fatiha, one ayat, Surah Baqarah, then Surah Ali Imran. The object is to make Amal. But if we are just carrying on, after that we become hafiz of the Qur'an. We make others also hafiz of the Qur'an. But we are not making amal. So the object is amal. And like this exactly without any exaggeration. If we are also just learning all the time, and we are not making amal, we also mentally, and in fact spiritually something wrong with us. That we are just learning all the time, we are not making amal. Amal is what is required by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we make, whenever we hear bayan, make the niyat that I will listen attentively. Secondly, that I will make it mahfuz. I will remember it also. What I'm hearing, then we just come to listen a bayan. And when the bayan is finished, then we forget it also. Before we stand up from there, we have forgotten what was said in the Quran. But our niyat was not to remember. We know of our great, great ulama, Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayhi. Famous, many other great ulama. They had a photographic mind. Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayhi, say, whenever I read something, and it was not my intention to remember it, I just read it. I remember it for 15 years. And when my intention is to remember it, 30, 40 years, it is just like a photo in front of me. And I remember it so well. And it isn't that we haven't got it. We also got it. But we're using it in the wrong way. We, if we see a woman, then it's a photographic thing. It's the pictures in our mind. We see it there, but we're using it when we see a woman. When we see some other thing, we remember. And we will speak also. That when I was a child, how I see it in my mind, it's like a picture in my mind. All this. If our direction was for deen, then we would remember the deen is also. And it will be our direction, our objective must be correct. Then we will remember it also like that. And so to remember. And then thirdly, to make amal. If our niyat be to make amal, as we are sitting now, as I am talking myself, if my niyat is not to make amal on what I am going to say, I just have to give a talk. Oh, we all came and they talked, ulama bayan, so we will go and listen. But our niyat is not to make amal on what is being said. We won't get the talk. Innama al-amalu bi-niyat li-kulli mri'in ma-nawa. What niyat we make, that is what. So if we make the niyat of amal, and usually, think for ourselves, all of us, mashallah, ulama, we were 6, 8, 10 years becoming ulama. We were in the dirt. And how much we listened? How many ulamas bayans we listened? On today, on the social media, how many bayans? And we listened to them also. If our niyat was to make amal, and we made 1% amal on all this. We should be the greatest Muslims and the greatest pious people today. But we don't make it yet, so we don't make amal.
Yes.
How much is money we have acquired? But we don't make niyat of amal. And then to pass it on to others also. We make the niyat that I'm going to pass it on. If we make that niyat, when we go home, we tell the family. As imams, we will repeat the talks in our masjid again. And we will pass it on. And that is very important for deen to be alive and deen to become alive. That we pass on the talk. That we, what we had listened to today, 1% if we remember it, we would be like great allama today. People would call us allama siddha, the great allama of the time. But our niyat is not there, so we just forget what we learned. So very important, whenever you sit for a talk of me, make the niyat. I'm going to listen attentively. I'm going to remember what is being said. And I'm going to make amal on what is going to be said. And I will pass it on to others. And with regard to making amal, etc., make that niyat. Together with that, as I also explained, when the rain falls, there are different categories and forms of land, rocky land, etc. How many of us, unfortunately, even as ulama, we will listen to our talk of deen, and our niyat is to see from the beginning, we've seen how much water he is, how much he knows. We will see how he presents his talk. Our niyat is that, so we won't get talking for amal. Our niyat is not that. Our niyat is to be critical. And who made us to be examiners of seeing? An examiner sees a person when he does something, gives him marks. Who made us examiners that when we go to bayan, that we must listen and that we must now decide? Was it a good bayan? How did he speak? Was the line correct? Or he was talking rubbish? How many people openly say also that he was just talking a lot of rubbish? Because their interest is of dunya, for example. Their interest is not in deen. So when they listen to all and you talking of deen, today it comes in the Hadith Sharif that on every 100 years, every century, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a reformer for the ummah, a mujaddid of the ummah, a muslih for the ummah. And that muslih, when he comes, he won't tell the people and accommodate their ideas. They will want, now a reformer is coming. He will accommodate us, what we are doing. Every reformer who was genuinely a reformer told them to go back to the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maulana Muhammad Umar Shah Panampuri rahmatullahi alayhi gives a very beautiful example of this. A person is in the city and he's feeling thirsty. He wants water. He can open any tap and not water will come out. Treated water. Water that is good, clean, that is healthy, that is fit for human consumption. But he goes out into the desert, into the jungle, near to the Karoo. In the desert he goes. Then when he goes there, in the distance he sees a mirage. That is where it appears that it's water. But there's no water there. And when you go there, you find it isn't there. Now it looks further inside. Then you think, let me go there. You can carry on walking till where you see the horizon. To sit at top and at the bottom, no difference. It's according to necessity. On top of Qul Wallah is Tabbat Yada. So it doesn't mean Tabbat Yada is more superior. Qul Wallah, Tulsul Quran. What is the great merit of Qul Wallah? And on water, you will find a bubble on top. The bubble is empty. The bubble got nothing. So it's not a matter of who's sitting on top and at the bottom. And if you look down, if the person who's sitting on top and he looks down, physically we are looking down, you are on top, you are. But if you look down figuratively, you think these people, they are low. You the lowest. You are gone from the eyes of Allah. You have got absolutely no value. And in that case, you have got no right to be sitting also here. So it's when there is a necessity in more people, and you're addressing all and everyone you have to address. And also our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, especially for those people who feel sleepy in a bayan, and then they look down. When you look down, so like Mr. said, that there are things that you hear from your ears, with your ears, and there are things you get from eyes, eye contact. Eye contact is also a major thing. I just digress a little bit. Many years ago, Lady Smith, there was a Muazzin, very good person, pious, righteous person. And some other people of his country, they wanted to rob him. So they told him that one of our friends wants to move, and you got a bucky if you can come and help us. He said, no problem. So he went. And then they even wanted to kill him after he went there to help them. And they called him, and he knew one or two of them also. And then when they were discussing what should we do, they decided we threw him in the water. Let him die, drown him. They threw him in the water, and here, just between Asr and Maghrib, near Maghrib, he was just managing to stand on the boulder, a round rock. How difficult is in the water, just to keep his head above the water. I just want to show what is eye contact. In that procedure, a puppy, a small dog came there. And he made eye contact with the puppy. The puppy ran away. But what he did, just see how, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ الْعِبْرَةِ He brought other people. And they came and then they saved him. So just that eye contact is also very important. Lots of messages. And Allah forgive us, even this mostly we use it in wrong things. We make eye contact with a lady, and there a whole story of a can of worms open. And a person gets involved in so much of sin and guna, just with his eye contact. And we also know, Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi, Sheikh Tabriz. Sheikh Tabriz has this great burning love of Allah in his heart. And he was reaching his old age, he made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, I'm going to die. And I'm going to die with this burning love of yours. I want to transfer it to somebody. Give me somebody that I can transfer it to. So Allah told him, go as a rice merchant to Konya. What he's got to do with business and selling rice. But just for this, he went and he was sitting with all the other rice merchants who were selling their rice. And Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali passed that way. All in the system of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah also save us that the word coincidence must never come on our tongue. Nothing happens by coincidence. Everything is by the will of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Also, we must never ever say, lucky this happened. Lucky, just other people keep their name lucky. What can lucky do for us? Lucky can't do anything. Allah does everything for us. Lucky, when you are doing some work, and we witness this, that you tell me that year, this year, what is kept here, you mustn't touch it at all. The work here, you're keeping it at a distance. But the next worst thing, he comes down with his spade and he knocks it on there. And they think, birth and all your, so you say, hey, these people, they got no brain. But when you want to steal from you, how he steals, then you say, what brains these people got? So if we all got brains, but it's how we use it. If we use it for deen, we are fortunate. So lucky can't do anything. Everything happens by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to use all our capabilities for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have a good salih, very nice. Otherwise, you read Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas and you get stuck. And your Sami tells you, Al-Islam Meen Dhalika Al-Kitabu La'ayba Fi. Now you must start right from there again to come right to the end. And a good Sami just tells you there, on that point, you again, and you again carry on. So anyway, Shaykh Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, Allah made it, no coincidence, no lucky. Allah's sister, he walked past there, and his eyes met with Sheikh Shams Tabriz, rahmatullahi. And he made contact. And then the world saw, Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi, rahmatullahi, what he was transformed, and how many millions of people he made them great awliya. He made them great arifs of Allah.
reality of being came just with this one eye contact. So when we make dhyan also, eye contact is also, lot of things go through eye contact. And also, use it for the right. Eye contact is haram. I'll digress again a little bit, just to let us understand. There is this much great masjid in Durban, new masjid, maybe about 4 or 5 years old now. So they made arrangements for ladies also to attend there, ladies facilities. So one brother, right, after he, Allah, he went through all his ordeal, Allah gave him tawfiq of tawbah when he explained. He said the parking was all together in the basement of the masjid. So when I came, a lady came also. So I just allowed her to pass courtesy. She went away, finished nothing. Next day it happened again. We just came together. So not coincidence, it was a test from Allah Ta'ala. So now our eyes met. That's all, only the eyes met. And she went her way, I went my way. She made her salah, I made my salah. She's also a pious lady, married woman. I'm also pious. He don't say I'm pious, but mashallah is on deen, everything. Properly on deen, ibadah, everything. Third day, he found her phone number by his wife. And from there, the worst guna suffered. He's a married person, she's a married woman. And both of them, they are pious also. And the worst of gunas, he says, whatever you can think of, it went right through to their worst. And then Allah gave him to a piece of trauma and then he explained. So this eye contact, it can be used for so much of the wrong thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I remember, I was, when we were young, we just started self Tarawih. The Bosmond Masjid in Jobat area, there was an incident there about 15th night of Ramadan, a shooting incident. And what was it? The ladies also come for Tarawih, men also come, and about some boyfriend, girlfriend thing, and they're fighting, shooting in internet because of the mixing. When Allah Ta'ala told that keep the two separately. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that if you put butter in front of fire and it doesn't melt, it's not butter. It must melt. If Allah Akbar. One good friend of ours, the pious person, Ali, and doing lot of deen's work also. He said maybe 4 or 5 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, he sent an email to me, he keeps contact, and he said that I was going for Tarawih on the 27th of Ramadan. The 7th of Ramadan, not necessary Shab-e Qadr, but we all give great importance to 27th of Ramadan. We make sure that night we are there in the masjid. So I was going for Namaz, and I came to a stop street. And where this filthy woman who sells herself, she came and sat on my bumper, on my bonnet. Now he said, I have to go for Tarawih, and this temptation came to me. Now, how difficult is it? So Allah Ta'ala save us from such temptations also. And one easy way to say, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which road he used to walk, Shaitan should walk another road. We are not like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, but we are given a dua. When we read in the morning, when we leave the house, anytime, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wala hawla, wala quwwata illa billah. Three great, great promises are made to that person, either directly by Allah Ta'ala, or Allah tells an angel, a malak, farishta, to give you this dua. The first one is hudita, you got your hidayat for the day. And all this worry of losing our iman by the night, or at night you have iman by the morning, if you got that dua from Allah Ta'ala, your hidayat for the day has been guaranteed, no problem. Second is kufita. You are going out to see to your need. All your needs will be seen to. And the third is mufita. You got your protection for this. Today's security is the number one priority on all agenda. We're discussing about the ijtima, everything. What are you doing about security? We have to have security. For our namazes, we have security. Everything we have to have security. So and the fourth great thing extra, we make 3 du'as, we get 3 du'as in return. The fourth great thing, وَتَنَحْحَا عَنْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan moves away from you. All this temptation, you don't have to worry. Allah will make it that Shaitan is kept away from you. Otherwise, every one of us, when Shaitan comes with his temptation, who can get himself saved? So anyway, butter, if it does not melt in front of fire, it's not butter. So we also, when man and woman meet and come close, then great fitnah. And a person, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, that I know I can control myself. So you are putting yourself even above Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala made the order that man and woman must be separate, and the duties are separate, biologically they are different. Shaitan, with all his efforts, trying to mix up everything, what man and woman they are saying, and you can change your gender and all that, but we are separate, Allah knows. And you want to tell Allah, I know I won't get involved. A person gets involved, whatever, at least in his thoughts. And perhaps even further, and we know what will happen. Even in our ulama circles, Allah protect us all. Allah keep our Izzat at all times. But these things happen. So anyway, there was a shooting incident. At the same time, when I was a young boy, I can remember, the Sunday Times newspaper, I don't know how it is now, but those days, it was an article of the play person who plays the piano in the church. He told the priest of the church, I think we must also follow the Muslim practice that we don't allow our woman to come to church. So he says, from here what I can see, what is carrying on, the people have come for church service, but the boys and girls, the men and women, what I can see. So the priest told him, you play your piano, you don't worry what's happening here. That is their way. Our way is not like that. We have to take a lesson from everything. So wherever man and woman mix, there is a lot of fitna. Wherever we come in close in any way, and today in how many places, some countries, Bangladesh, Maulana Jafar Sahib told us that Hurmat-e-Musahara, which is such a dangerous thing, more worse than Talaq-e-Mughallaza also. Talaq-e-Mughallaza, so you can, there's still some way you can do, but with Hurmat-e-Musahara, you can't. And this is when people mix in the family, if we don't keep our distances. What Sharia has said, today how many homes that we embrace our daughter-in-law also. She's my daughter-in-law, I embrace her. The son-in-law with the mother-in-law, and then all the worst fitness come. So we have to be very careful about all these things also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So if we listen everything properly, and we make this proper eye contact in the correct way, it can take us to the height of Jannah. And this eye, if we use it wrongly, it can take us to the depths of Jahannam. Just like also one word a person says, one word, وَلَا يُبَالُ بِهِ, he doesn't worry what he told, but he made up between husband and wife, two people who are fighting, he gets to the height of Jannah. And the same word he speaks and he doesn't worry what I say, he takes him to the depths of Jahannam. People were just about to make up, reconcile, and we went and say something and we make them fight again. And then we cause all the problems. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we be miftah bil khayr, mighlaq lil shar. And Allah save us from being miftah lil shar, mighlaq lil khayr. Allah Ta'ala guide us. So each one of us, our iman is the most important. Now iman, as I explained, most of us perhaps we are born in Muslim homes. But if you are reversed, from there we went off. And that is also by the fadl of Allah. Not any coincidence or anything, only by the fadl of Allah Ta'ala. So to protect this iman, let me ask myself, Abdul Hamid, I'm speaking to myself, what have I done, what mechanism have I put in place to look after my iman, protect it, to let it grow? Or am I just taking it for granted? I buy a brand new motor car, top of the range. It's filled with petrol. They give me the car with a full tank of petrol. Now I think I must just drive it. I don't worry of filling petrol, topping it up. I don't worry of checking tire pressure, water in the radiator, no service after 6 months. 20,000 kilometers, what will happen? If I have the, my house, I have a new house first, and it is a show piece, show house. Every nook and corner is clean and perfect. Just one day don't clean it. Just 1 week leave it like that. What will happen to that house? You can have the best sparkling swimming pool. Blue is sparkling. And just don't maintain it. Just leave it. Let the algae fall out. And let everything... What will happen? Everything we know has to be maintained. What maintenance program have I made for my iman? As ulama who are sitting here, let us think, what that I'm using my iman. I use it in the masjid to come to the masjid. I use it when I go to a supermarket. What is it that will protect me from gunas in a supermarket? As one alim said, very beautifully, that iman which cannot stop you from sins in this dunya. How is that iman going to save you from the fire of Jahannam? With our eyes, the guna of the eyes, the gunas of the tongue, the sun. A person comes to the masjid, he comes early, Jumu'ah. He makes tilawat of Quran Sharif. He reads Nawafil. Everything he does. And he comes out of the masjid and his eyes fall on the woman. And he keeps on staring at her. Whatever you earn, there you have washed it away. You come out of the masjid, in the shoe place, where you wear shoes, you meet an old friend. Oh, how are you, my friend? And how was the bayan today? And you start criticizing the imam. And you make some ghibah. And now all what you earn, you're depositing in somebody else's account. What is ghibah? That's writing. All what you earn, and whose account? Who you don't like. Who you have, you only make. Some Buzurg said, if you want to do that fighting, do it of a family member. So that the capital remains in the family, doesn't go out of the family. Now who you backbite about, a person you don't like, you've got some dislike for him. And you backbite about it, so all what you earn, you're depositing in his account. So how shaitan works on us, and we don't even realize, I'm still happy. And Allah Ta'ala said, man jaa bil hasanati, not man amila bil hasanati. Just to make an amal is not enough. But a person who comes with that hasana on the day of Qiyamah. There are so many things that we are not doing in our lives. Good things. Each one of us, ask ourselves, my five times salah, is it in my life? Every day, am I particular about my five times salah? And we are not only asked to perform salah, but we are asked what iqamat is salah, and itmam is salah. Allahumma inni as'aluka tamam al-wudu, wa tamam al-salah, wa tamam al-ridwani, wa tamam al-maghfirati. So wudu also is not just slap dash. Allah make us forgive us. Sometimes you see the person next to you, and usually children, but a few times we saw grown up people. Just that leg under the tap, just shake the leg a little bit, finish wudu is done. Wave a little iqam. The heels are not washed also. He didn't wash the leg properly. The elbows get left out so many times. So just splashing water is not a wudu. It is wudu is an ibadah that has to be done properly. Istinja, especially we find with this non-Muslim people, and unfortunately it's coming in us also, especially with the urinal. A non-Muslim man will come, open his flag, urinate, and drops are still falling, and he closes up everything. Drops of urine are falling in his clothes. They are dirty. If they do number two, they don't wash. They use a toilet paper. And as somebody said rightly, with a toilet paper, you don't clean yourself. You polish yourself. And you're polishing with all that stool. And then their system is, after that, they don't shower. They don't bath. What they do, they go in a bathtub. And they lay in a bathtub. Now all that urine, what has been collected, and all that stool, it mixes with the water. And inevitably you are lying in a bathtub, some of it will go in your mouth, in your nose, in your ear. And to save water, the whole family uses the same water. But it's too much money that every time you have all that whole tub of water, you must let it run out. So the next one comes and adds more stool and urine. And the women who are in their men's, and they, what they know about the taharat of a woman. In Islam, there are many parents also. They say, if my daughter can read Quran Sharif and she knows her taharat masail, that when she her mental, all that, she knows it properly, I'm happy if she knows. These people got nothing to do with that. What they know about mental? All they know is putting some perfume. And with all the dirt that's covered it up, is like Imam Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, which unfortunately has also come in our system nowadays, that a cat, when it defecates, that's number two, it gets a shallow hole and puts its dirt in there and covers it up, but very shallow. And when it rains, then this little sand on top gets washed away. And when the rain water mixed with that stool of the cat, it gives up a terrible stench. So we also, our gunas, we just cover them up little, and we think nobody knows about it. All the wrong that we are doing, Allah forgive us, even if we are imam. People respect us, they don't talk. But then when it opens up, and then the stench of that is worse than the cat also. When these terrible stories come out in the community, that our imam, our sheikh, our maulana, they were involved in this, how terrible things don't come out. So we have to be very, very careful about all these things. Otherwise, we become, that is the time when we become mihlasul khayr. Also, one great alim told, ittaqi zillatil alim. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, a sahaba, what is zillatul alim? He says, an alim makes a mistake in a masala, for example. Alim realizes it afterwards, he corrects himself. But the other people who are following him, they're still doing all the wrong. So we have to be very careful, we have to beg of Allah. We can't save ourselves, only Allah can save us. That we must save us from the shards of Messiah also. Many people have got this also in them, that I must be different to all the other ulama. So we come out with a new masala, a complete different shard, which is not known, which is not common amongst the ulama. Follow what it is, tabi'u, wa la tabdi'u. Follow and don't come with new innovations in deen. Deen, we must follow the original. So our iman, what mechanism have we put to cleanse our iman? Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Khandelvi rahmatullah alayh, who has revived this great work of tabligh and da'wah, in that time, maybe about 100-150 years ago in that case, he should go to Mewar. That time, India, materially, dunya-wise, was one of the backward countries of the world. Now India has progressed as far as dunya is concerned. And Mewar was the most backward in the whole of India. And there was no question of anything of dunya in Mewar. A very, very backward way of life. Maulana Ilyas should go only for tabligh, only for deen sake, mix and meet people only for deen, only the masjid. But when he used to come away from there, he should feel that there is some dirt on my heart. On my iman it has become mixing with the people. Now I need cleansing. He should go to the khankas of Raipur, Gangor, make itikaf in his own masjid and clean it up. When we go anywhere, supermarket, we have to go for our needs. We travel by aeroplane, airport, and how the people are dressed there. And the aeroplane, you are sitting mostly all non-Muslims amongst you. Doesn't it have an effect on our heart? This ayat of the Quran Sharif, حَافِذُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. And the next ayat, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ فَرِجَالًا أَوْ رُبَّانًا. About the namaz of khawf. So namaz and salat khawf, salat and salat khawf. This is in between all the ayat of talaq, of iddat, of all the different types of iddat, the different types of salah, before the marriage was consummated, it wasn't consummated, you fixed the mihr, you didn't, all in between that, these two ayats have come. Ulama say the explanation, the connection of this ayat, Rabt-e Ayat, with the previous ayat and the one that's come after it also, is that in your family life, and especially in nikah matters, you become light-hearted when there's a nikah in the family, or talaq matters, all those things that happen, all the discussions that happen, your heart is contaminated with that. So come for namaz and cleanse yourself up again. Salat will cleanse you. But that is salat is salat, then it will cleanse you. And hafidhu from Babi Mufa'ala. And in Babi Mufa'ala is the khasiyah, the speciality of musharaka. How much you look after namaz, salat, salat will look after you. If we قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, if we make our salah, salah will protect us from sin. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, namaz stops a person from all fahsha and munkar. If your namaz is your salah is salah, your salah will protect you. So Hafiz in Urdu, they say it very beautifully, jitne tum tumhari namaz ko jandar banaoge, how much there will be life in your namaz, not a dead namaz, not a namaz that we, our body is here in the masjid, but we, our soul, our thoughts are everywhere else in the world. We are gone past in time, we are gone in future time, we are gone to the east, to the what were things in four rakats of salah, where and where a person goes. But if we were not, we were not in salah. So if your namaz was correct, and then that salat of yours, inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Qad aflaha al mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Then Allah mentions a few other sifat, and at the end of all these sifat, walladhina hum ala salawatihim yuhafidun. So if we make our namaz janda, a life living namaz, jitne tum tumhari namaz ko jandar banaoge, itni tumhari namaz, itni tumhari zindagi shandar banegi. How much your namaz is alive, so much your whole life will be splendid, magnificent your life. Wallah, if any person is feeling little depression, if he's feeling little loneliness, if he's feeling a bit down, he must check his salah. If salah is in order, you will be in Jannah in this dunya. Liqa'i Mawla. Where Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ, a person who feared Allah Ta'ala wants for him two Jannah. Mufassirin has got a whole write-up, what are the two Jannah? One Jannah is bi hudur al mawla, you are talking to Allah if you are namaz, and that namaz will take you liqa'i mawla, in akhirat you will meet Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So if namaz is namaz, salat is salat, our whole life will be completely different. So what mechanism have we done to look after this iman of ours? If one thing which is common, it comes in the hadith sharif, jadidu imanakum, make your iman fresh, renew your iman. How to do it? بِقَوْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So if we sit for dhikr 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and we make the dhikr, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ, we take out all خَيْرُ اللَّهِ from the heart. Whatever it is, our nafs, dunya, love of dunya, pride, ostentation, everything. And a person thinks particularly which sin he's involved in. I've got hasad in me, I've got riba in me, whatever it is. But la ilaha, take it out. The heart is towards the left of the body. So we move slightly to the right. In Hayatul Sahaba of Manana Yusuf, Kandilvi Rahmatullah Ali, volume 1, page 15, the zikr of the Sahaba is mentioned. Like the tree tops in a windy day. How the tree tops, they move like this, they sway. And there are two reasons for that in the zikr like that. One is that walihana, ashiqana zikr. That's love and just enjoying. La ilaha illallah. In Urdu we say jumjana, to get enjoyment. And you just enjoy. Just to read la ilaha illallah. Today we have got wahshat. We have got, we are allergic to the zikr of Allah. Usually if a person is allergic to something, if it is administered to him, you are allergic to penicillin. Doctor will ask you, are you allergic to anything? Penicillin. If you are allergic and you take penicillin, there is a reaction. But our Mashayikh say, we have become so allergic to zikr that somebody else is making zikr, it pains us in our stomach. That why is he making zikr? Bidah. What is that? Whereas the Sahaba used to make, Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ اُذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. Remember Allah. Repeat the name of Allah. وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. Repeat the name of Allah Ta'ala. And repeat it in such a way, وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. That no other thoughts in your mind. The only Allah Ta'ala. So there's zikr to cleanse our heart. We are in Jamaat, if we are not bad to any share, the three tasbihat. How many of us who are in Jamaat, we do our three tasbihat? If we do our three tasbihat and our daily ta'aleem, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas rahmatullahi alayhi said, these are the two wings of the bird by which the work of tabligh will move. But if we are not making our dhikr, and we are not sitting for ta'aleem, at least 2 hours solid, the ta'aleem of the Fadail Kitab, Fadail Amal, and see for yourself whether it's 1 chillah, 4 chillah, 3 chillah, whether your ulama giving 1 year, but you do that and you see where you will reach. But if you spend your life in Jamaat, then no dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, and no ta'aleem, Mawla Ilyas rahmatullahi alayhi say, awara dardi hai. It is just gallivanting, just what you call the word, just moving around, no object in life. You are just moving around, even if you spend your whole life. So these things have to be. So as ulama particularly, Mawlana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullahi alayhi, this was one famous bayan of his, that he used to explain that Mizaj al-Shariyat is something else, and Hudud al-Shariyat is something else. Maulana should give this very beautiful practical example that Shaykhain, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, both of them were the fathers-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they taught us Mizaj al-Shariyat. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam left the world, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the Khalifa, he went one step below Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the minbar. He said, how can I stand where Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam stood? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's time, he went one step further lower, right in the first step. He said, how can I stand where Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood? So they showed the mizaj of Sharia, tawadu. Then, after that was the door, the time, the era of Hazrat Usman, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and he stood on the third step of it. And he showed the hudud, the limits of Sharia. And it was, and both are necessary and according to the ummah, I tried to explain that just now. If there wasn't that, then today the imam, they should have to dig wells in the masjid. If everyone should go one step down, today they should go right down in the masjid and the imam should have to go down. So the hudud of Shariat is also, and the mizaj of Shariat also. Ulama explain that for the awam, they stay on the hudud of Shariat. For the ulama, they must be on the mizaj of Shariat. And for that our all the work that we do, we use asbab. Asbab which are haram is out of the question. It's not permissible at all. Permissible asbab that we use, like for security, we got the burglar cards, etc., all the others, alarm system, which are all permitted. Much more, with all the security in the world, and what a level of technology, but crime hasn't come down one, but crime is much more gone in front. And the only thing that can combat and fight crime is amal. All the tadabir of the crooks, what they use, they can't come one but near amal. And amal also is not the actual thing. As ulama, amal we have to have. Our 5 times salah, our soam in Ramadan, our zakah, all our things we have to have properly. And salah is the full salah, not cutting short, not cutting corners, etc. Quantity also, quality also. And more than amal are sifat, qualities. Ulama are more required that we have qualities in us. For example, if anyone can correct me, I try to read my Quran Sharif regularly, but I haven't come across an ayah, if somebody perhaps has come anywhere, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُصَلِّينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّائِمِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْحُجَّاجِ No way we read that. But maybe what we will read, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ The sifat, the qualities of taqwa, of iman, of ihsan, that is the ulama must have. Ulama, all our mashayikh tell us, there should be a great difference between ulama and awam. There is a difference. That we find that our awam, they will be making quite a bit of nafal salah. But our ulama, they've got too much other work. They haven't got time for nafal salah. That it should be the other way around. The ulama should be engaged more in salah. And more than amal, the sifat. The dua which is masnoon to read on Shabi Barat, 15th night of Shaban, is Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afrika min iqabi. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afrika min iqabika. ومن رضاك من سخطك وأعوذ بك منك جل وجهك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. This is a dua on that one night. Allah give us tawfiq. We take him very lightly, just sensory, just superficial. Kind of person. This one dua will take a person from the very bottom. You can be the lowest ebb and it will take you to the greatest height. What is it? Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afwika min iqabi. Those are the af'al of Allah Ta'ala. The punishment of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah. Allah forgives a person, Allah punishes a person, those are the af'al. And we seek protection from the punishment of Allah in the forgiveness of Allah. Then the other, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afwika min iqabi. وَمِنْ رِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ And I seek your protection from your anger, سَخَطِكَ for with your pleasure. Don't be angry with us. Don't be displeased with us. Give us your pleasure. Those are the sifat of Allah. Those were the amal of Allah, af'al. And these are the sifat of Allah. Then the zat of Allah. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ And I ask your protection with you, from you. That everything now you have reached from af'al, you enter sifat and you reach the dhat of Allah. So where you have reached, and you could be a nothing on the 15th night of Shaban, or whenever we make this dua. After witr salah also, this dua is also manqul, masnoon. So we can be from nothing and we can reach the highest height. So the ulama, it is very necessary that we get the mizaj of Sharia, that we protect our iman, that our iman, Allahu Akbar, with this COVID thing, when he just started in Durban, one musalli came to the imam and gave his hand to make salam. The imam kept his hands back, that COVID. So that musalli told Imam Sahib Maulana, that we taught when you make musafaha, all your sins are forgiven. No question of you getting COVID and you getting corona when you make salah. But what the scientists told us, what the media told us, what the government told us, we accepted that and we forgot what Allah Ta'ala told. And average Muslim, depending what's a male, female, jamaat salah, reading on our own, we say Allahu Akbar between 600 and 1,000 times a day. We hearing Allahu Akbar from the Muazzin every takbir-e intiqaliya in our salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Besides, Sami Allahu liman hamida and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It's Allahu Akbar. What is it? Allah tu sabse bara hai. You are the greatest. There are hukam sabse bara. Your order is the greatest. Hey, so much we are taught of the baqiyatu salihat. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. To say Allahu Akbar is the only farz in the day. To start our salah, we have to say Allahu Akbar, and it must be audibly. Your lips must move, your tongue must move. You can't say it in your heart. So important, the greatness of Allah is to come in our heart. But just little bit of pandemic, one person, ordinary person, how beautifully he said, they made so much effort on COVID, on Corona, that the people living in the sea, people living in mountaintops, right in the desert, the whole world knew what is Corona. Everyone, Corona is reached them. But La ilaha illallah, which was mine and your faradh, that it be in our lives and the whole world, we were supposed to take La ilaha illallah. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. We failed and we didn't take La ilaha illallah to everyone. But these people, in a matter of a little, the beginning, 1-2 weeks, at the most a month, Corona was on everyone's tongue. And everyone knew what Corona was. But La ilaha illallah, it was our duty that we take it to everyone. So as ulama, it is very necessary we come on mizaj as sharia. And we bring these things. Our iman we check it. Our salah. Then we just making salah is not enough. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ, only one place in the Quran. And about 70 places. أَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ, أَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. That is what all the requirements of salah. Our outward postures must be correct. Our inside condition must be correct. That is what is required. And all our other amal, we must be conscious more than what salary I am getting. And more how the mutawallis and the musallis are treating me. What is my relationship with my Allah? Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna khalqi, yaslihu Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna khalqi. If we correct our matter with Allah, Allah will correct our matter with the creation. But our direction is wrong. We want the musallis must respect and honor us. We want the mutawallis must respect us. And we forget the laws of Allah. We correct our matter with Allah, Allah will correct our matters with the people. Allah Ta'ala, the person man kana hammuhu wa hamma wahida, only akhirah, Allah will see to all our needs of dunya. But our hum, one imam, I'll finish on this inshallah. In Surat in India, one city is Surat in our Gujarat area. It's a famous city. And there was a mutawalli who was in charge of 6-7 masjids. So he should check on all masjids, make namaz in different masjids. Is the imam on time, the muazzin, toilets are clean, everything, he should check everything. So one, he came for Zuhar Salah, the imam made Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Who's caught you? Who's caught you? What's the score? What's the score? The cricket. Then who hit the six? Who took a wicket? The imam, the mutawalli told him, you fired. Your whole salat was in cricket. That you just made, like today it will be, not to ask the score, your phone will come out to check up. That what was now World Cup. How the people are going mad. But what is the soccer? It is just a matter. Soccer started with the ball. It was a pig skin. Now it's different. But that time it was a, and what is the whole thing? The whole big hue and cry of that. Just how to get a pig skin between two poles this side or two poles this side. For that, this whole world is gone upside down. We created you for that you must be worried that the pig skin is gone between two poles here, and we worried about how many goals, and we forgot the goal of our life. Our goal of life to please Allah, Akhirah, and day. Israel hasn't got a single team in any sport. Soccer, cricket, hockey, rugby, netball, anything that is of merit of anything. Hey, but they put the whole world in sport, they are ruling over us. And we like stupid, dumb fools, we fall for it. In 1931, Adolf Hitler went and see a test match. He went the first day, after the first the whole day match finished, he asked who won and who lost. They say nobody won, nobody lost. 5 days it's going to carry on. At that time, at the cricket stadium, you banned cricket as a national sport. And till today in Germany, cricket is banned as a national sport. They play, but not as a... You see, the, what will happen to the economy of the country? That all, the Prime Minister, President is also watching the cricket. All are watching in there. What will happen to the country? They put us all in there, made us fools, and they running, and they controlling us. And they do what they want to with us, with our ladies, with our women, and we not concerned. So for that, if we make niyyah, that we also want the mizaj, and for that, let us go in jamaat. Make niyyah now, to go 1 year in jamaat. And if we can't have here, 4 months we spend in jamaat. One chilla, now the holidays are here, and we say holidays, make them holy days, so that they don't become with holes in them. And that the whole year we were teaching Quran, Hadith, we were teaching, we were doing imamah, now we go to some resort, where all the filthiest gunas take place, and all that filth is in that place, and we go to those places, and we lose everything, make them holy days. That now we go in Jamaat and we become holy days. And if we don't look after them, they will become days of holes in them. Allah give us tawfiq. Who is ready, inshallah, to encourage our people to spend our time now for 1 year? Who makes intention? It might not be this year, but make intention for 1 year. Who makes intention, inshallah? MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Write down the name, MashaAllah. And remember your niyat, niyatul mu'min khayru min amalihi. This niyat of yours is got great weight by Allah. Any amal starts with niyat. Make your niyat, whether it's this year, next year, after 3 years you are thinking, or you're hoping you will go, but give your name. Allah will make this the asbab for you. And